Good morning. It's Monday, June the 29th, 2020. It's 8:15 a.m. And there's a... You may be able to tell, there's a lawnmower crew working right behind me. So the last couple of days have been, I took a couple of days off. I pulled a muscle in my back or got a pinch in my spine or something. I don't exactly know. Every once in a while, right behind my right shoulder, it gets a little out of whack. And when that happens, it's difficult for me to stand or sit or lay down or walk or pretty much anything that requires the use of my upper body. So, I medicated up yesterday and just sort of tried to get comfortable as best I could. Well, Saturday was just nuts. I didn't even remember the morning until it was like 2 in the afternoon, and it's like, oh yeah, shit. I was supposed to go for a walk this morning. So there's so much wrong in the world, I don't even know what to talk about. None of it is the answer. I'm trying to think of something that's right in the world. And I'm striking out. I'm trying to think about what's right in my world. Progress on Troy Hubbard is, of course, slow. I know the time frame. It's mapping the chapters onto the time frame that's causing me problems. One would think it would be easy, but the problem is continuity. Particularly when I'm trying to blend in stuff that has the wrong characters in it, but it's the right activity. And then trying to remember if that was one of the pieces that I repurposed into Cape Grace, and not remembering enough about it at all. So there's that. So this morning I've got to get a grocery run in. Sometime before lunch, because otherwise we won't have anything to fix for lunch. Breakfast, I've had my peanut butter toast, but had the last two pieces of bread, of the good bread, of Dave's Killer 21 seed 70 calorie bread. What else? I don't know. Ah, it's rather pleasant morning. There's a lot of cloud cover around. The ambient is 64, 65, 66, somewhere right in there, mid 60s. Sun is hot, shade is cool. My blog post together for July 1st. The first half of the year was nuts. I wonder if I could get the second half of the year put together. I'm walking and not talking. Oh, just a little bunny rabbit. When I spoke, he moved. I'm sitting right beside the sidewalk. I can tell you how unaware I am of my surroundings or anything else at the moment. I was thinking about Barbarian and getting it published and getting it wrapped up. I have three books in the pipe. Dark Knight Station Origins, Hostage, Barbarian 1, and Troy Harbor, Shaman's 3. Thinking about what might be in store for that book. I don't have covers for anything yet. That's a bit aggravating. On the other hand, I don't have any money invested in them. Well, that's not true. I do have money invested in the Troy Harbor cover. To the west. There's a bit of shade here and there. Smelling, what is that? It smells like cinnamon toast. I'm hearing heavy equipment. There's a big high lift fork truck with a pallet load of, looks like refrigerators and stoves and stuff. Come on up on it, get ready, stay with me. Mark post. Somebody going away for a get out. It's a Tioga motor home with a Jeep on a trailer behind it. There's a kayak roped to the top of the Jeep. Expect they're going out into the backcountry somewhere. I keep thinking it would be nice to get out someplace where it's quiet. But the problem is, the noise is mostly in my head. No. And, no matter where I go, there I am. So, yeah, I've been doing the morning meditation. I've been doing the walking meditation. And trying to stay in the moment, trying to stay in the rhythm of my footsteps, of the sensation of the air on my skin, the sounds of the birds, various aromas. A lot of people moving around this morning. I haven't actually run into them directly, but I noticed there's a lot of people around the park. Every once in a while I turn my head the wrong way. Pulls that problem area behind my shoulder. Ant migration season or something, because I'm seeing clouds of ants walking across the sidewalk here and there. Herds of them. Oh, I stayed up too late last night. pretty decent 7 hours, but I do remember waking up a couple of times in the night when I turned the wrong way in bed. So it wasn't completely unbroken sleep. Honestly, I'm ready for a nap. Somebody else prepping a travel trailer here beside the street. Where's this guy going? Guy on a bicycle. Look at a pair of leather gloves. Interesting. Probably to keep the bugs from slamming into his knuckles. I don't know what it is about the thistle color. The color of the bloom is just... it's just the right shade of purple. Okay, what the hell are these kids doing? Town has taken down the sign, so I guess it's not... Did they not? Yeah, I guess they did. All the warning signs are gone. I'm just being overly paranoid. There's no way. There is no way I would go out. I would go out to that gazebo right now. Anyway, here I am at the back gate. Well, not quite. I got a few steps left. But I'm coming up on it. I'm ready for a cup of coffee and a sit down before I go out and brave the crowds. But I am now at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.